do the Shulchan Menachem. We're up to Reish Lamed Daled. And this is talking about the doing of the Seder, on the night of the Seder. So there is a tradition in the house of the Rebbes, this goes back from generation to generations, that the first Seder, you start immediately after Maariv, and you don't make it too long, so that to make sure that the Afikoman can be eaten before midnight. Now, this is on the first night, but the second night over there, it starts much later, and it continues much later. Although, as the Rebbe explains in a sicha that brought down in the footnote, that halachically doesn't seem to be any difference between the first or the second night as far as starting and finishing it. However, since this was the tradition, certainly according to the inner meanings, there must have had a good reason why it was done that way. And he also adds in another footnote where the Rebbe said that sometime, because we Hasidim are doing and we use the language of our Rebbe, so we have to also make sure to do the same thing as they did, that the second Seder to start and but to finish it many hours after Chatzos, as they would do it, because in the second night the Rebbe would prolong explaining the Haggadah, matters of Torah, and arousing people to the service of Hashem. Another tradition brought down over here is to say the Haggadah with a kind of a sing-song, with a tune. I guess it was maybe a special tune. In the Sidra Arizal, before the Manishtana, it says that you say the Haggadah with a loud voice, with great joy, and with intense kavona, with great kavona, saying the Haggadah.